Hello and welcome to today's episode of SmartCast. And today I have my brother Sage with me so that we can kind of talk about his experience in the recording arts industry and some of his background when he was in Nashville and coming back to Alabama to help run SmartSkin and now running our call center across the street, and some of our education, some fun things that we have coming up. So you're always here, Sage, but thank you for being a guest on the show today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So you went to Full Sail University in Orlando, and when was that? Remind me. I know I was pregnant with one of my three children at that time.
Yeah, I went from 2010 to 2012.
Okay, so I was pregnant with Isabella then. Mm-hmm. I remember moving you in with Mom, and I was, like, very pregnant. Mm-hmm. So you were in Nashville, really close to the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. Your studio was there. You had an in-house studio that we built out, and that was a really fun experience for you to be able to do that and get some of that under your belt and learn some things there and meet new people and all of that. So how long were you in Nashville?
8 years.
8 years. Gosh, mm-hmm. I can't remember it was that long.
Yeah, it was a long time.
You know, the interesting thing is that I know so many people that went to school thinking that their lives were going to go down a certain path in what they went to school for, and then they take those skills that they learned and they kind of like reinvent it into something else completely different that they never in a million years thought that that's what they would have done with that skill set. And I feel like that's kind of what's happened with you too. It's like you were there in mm-hmm. Nashville for 8 years, and you know, like anything else, when you're in Nashville, you can like throw a rock and hit a studio. And SmartSkin at the time was really growing and expanding, and I was really the only one that was running the front side of things. And I remember I was driving down 280, and I was on the phone with Mom, and like half joking, half serious, I was like, I wonder if there's any way that I could talk Sage into moving back to Alabama and help me run the front. And she was like, ha, 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 I don't know, maybe. And, you know, like anything, like I have a conversation with her and immediately she calls you and like regurgitates all of it. And so next thing I know, like you agreed to it and you came down. And I mean, like SmartSkin has just blown up since then.
So, yeah, it really has. I mean, I remember, you know, before I went to college, working in like just helping out, going and getting stuff. Yeah. In Crestline, and then moving away, going to college, moving to Nashville, mm-hmm. and then coming back to work. We were still in Crestline, and we were in
the Homewood location, Oxmoor.
And it was still, I mean, it was, you know, overwhelming for me, you know, starting doing something completely new career-wise.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking back on it, we were so slow in comparison of
what we're doing now.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, I remember, you know, we had 5 rooms that we could book, mm-hmm. and we had 2 injectors at the time, and we would have, you know,
like they would come in maybe one day a week for a few hours, if that.
Right, right.
And now our injectors with us like 3-4 days a week.
Yeah. Well, it was just, I mean, I remember sitting up front with Bethany, you know, mm-hmm. and we'd have 2 people up there in this small little cubicle-like
really
space.
Tight.
Yeah. And, you know, we had chairs that didn't have any backrests. And there was the little, like, iron little, whatever you want to call them, like little stools. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny to think of, like, how fast,
I know,
you know, things have changed.
Yeah, I mean, it was just me, and then it was just me and you, and now we have like 4 and 5 people at the front desk, mm-hmm. and we really need a bigger desk. We've got like a little makeshift desk on the side of it now.
Yeah, what are they doing behind the desk? Are they building something back there too?
We have a new built-in bench that's got pull-out drawers so that they have better access to the bags and folders and all that stuff.
That's convenient.
Yeah, and so it's kind of funny to see the changes that have happened over the years, and mm-hmm. I think that it's so great, too. Like, you and I both have a restaurant background, too, and it's just mm-hmm. really interesting how you can learn so many skills from other areas that help you to be successful in your careers.
Oh yeah. Well, and what it all stems down to is just, you know, being a decent person, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to give people what they want, what you would want, you mm-hmm. know, to be given to you. And I think not only restaurant, but, you know, that obviously helps. We've always said that, you know, it should be some sort of, like,
customer service based background.
Like put into like a schooling thing that, like, mm-hmm. hey, you need to work at least, you know, 6 months.
Whether in retail or restaurant.
Right, yes. Something just dealing with customer client, you know, mm-hmm. base situation.
Yeah, I mean, it really helps you to be able to multitask, and you can, like, just really understand people and communication and teamwork. I mean, there's so many skill sets that you learn from that industry that help you to be better in any other career that you have. You know, one of the things that I always struggled with, you know, because Mom started the company, and when I came in to work with her, I was 21, I think, 21, 22. And so it just took a really long time for me to build trust with the clients, because they all were so used to just dealing with mm-hmm. Mom, and like she was the expert, and they like mm-hmm. I could tell them the exact same thing that she ultimately ended up telling them, and they were like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And so it took a really long time for me to build that trust with clients. And then you came in, and I was like, okay, well, just so you know, like, in the beginning, they may not listen to you. Well, they may ask me.
And they didn't. I remember being there, and either I'd know the answer or I didn't, you know, and I'd get flustered and go ask Hannah or you or whoever else was helping me up front. And, you know, over time, I gained that, you know, knowledge and
It took a lot less time for them to entrust in you, though. So I was thankful that you didn't have to go through that like I did, but also I was like, that's not fair. How did that happen?
Well, it was funny because, I mean, I remember you telling me that. And then once, you know, we started getting bigger and hiring, mm-hmm. you know, more people to work up front.
Yeah.
They were asking for me. And
right.
It was like, you know, full circle.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, like that's crazy. And then now, you know, I took, you know, about 6 months away from the business, and, I'm back helping answer phones at the call center and running the podcast. It's funny when I'll, you know, talk to somebody mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, like, it's good to hear your voice, like, blah, 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 you know, like, can you help me with this? And it's like, yeah, I was like, you know, they all can. And, you know, just trying to reinstill
that trust.
Right, reinstill that trust.
With our team and the level of education that we provide for them.
Well, because I'd been through it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For sure.
And, you know, it's one of those things that's it's not that, you know, just because someone's an unfamiliar face or you don't know them as well or they haven't been there as long doesn't mean that they don't know everything that
And if they don't know the answer, they've got plenty of resources that they can lean into to find the right answer. But, you know, something about you too that has always been so amazing for all of us is that you have a memory that's, like, incredible. Like, you can remember everything. Like, you know every single product, you know every single service. Like, you're so good at remembering every little detail of everything, and it's been really nice to be able to see you take authority in the role that you've been in and be able to confidently say that you know exactly what you're talking about when you talk to clients, and they trust you, and they should, because you know exactly what you're talking mm-hmm. about.
Well, I had great leadership, you know, coming in. I had you, and when you weren't helping up front with just, like, client stuff and booking and stuff like that on the computers, Hannah was there, and she was a good coach as well. So
she's a lot more patient than I am.
She is. She's a lot more patient.
It's funny, now that our team is bigger, I tell my husband, I'm like, you know, I've just never really been a patient person. I'm not, like, really great at teaching, and this is really forced me, especially over the last year, to, like, slow
Learn
down and be patient and know that I'm not a boss. I'm, you know, I am part of their team, and it's my job to help them to be the best versions of themselves and not just be good at this job, but to help them grow as people too.
Right. Well, and that's one thing I'll say about you, you know, as, you know, our boss at Smart Skin, is, you know, I've never really looked at you as, like, my boss.
Right.
You know, I mean, you are at the end of the day, but you're my sister first, and then, you know, you're an actual good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk almost every day.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, just work ethic wise, I mean, you're going to work harder, if not, you know, two times as harder than anybody that's in that building.
I never want to expect anybody to do something I wouldn't be willing to do myself.
Right.
So you'll...
I mean, and that gained my, you know, appreciation and, mm-hmm. and stuff when I, you know, first came on and saw, you know, how hard you worked. And then mm-hmm. taking a step back and coming back, seeing you work, you know, twice as hard as you used to, just because you have to.
Yeah.
And we're growing.
We have so many people that depend on me to make good choices and to do the right things that, you know, I just really... one of the biggest reasons why we even do this is not only for our amazing clients that we love, but also for our team, you know, the girls that work with us every single day. I mean, we want them to have a wonderful place to work and be excited about their job and not feel like it's something that they have to do, but something that they get to do every day.
Of course.
I love my job. My husband's super envious that I get to come home. And even though we have our challenges and our struggles and things like that, but at the end of the day, I love what I do. And I love the people that I get to work with every single day.
Well, I feel like you have a very, you're in a small minority of people, you know, that actually love their job, you mm-hmm. know?
Oh, yeah. I recognize that.
And, you know, it's nice, and it's you can see that you do because you work so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of going back to what I was saying, there's not too many bosses that you'll see coming in on Sunday or stay until 7 mm-hmm. on Tuesdays or late days.
Right.
You know, they're sending estheticians or they're sending, you know, other people to be there, but, you know, they're not there.
Right.
And you are, so.
Yeah.
You know, I respect that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we've got a training tonight with our injector and our MA and myself and our Allergan team. We're going to be doing some additional training on a new product that they've just launched. So that'll be tonight at 5:00. So I'm so excited to learn more about that new product that they have released, and we'll be able to offer that as well. So that'll be tonight. And
do we know what that product is? Or can we talk about it?
Don't know yet.
Okay. Oh, Mum is the word.
Yeah, I'll let you know next week. And then on Friday, we have a staff training with Dean, who is one of our business consultants that we have through Allergan, which is an incredible opportunity that we have with them. This will be our second year working with him.
He's been amazing.
He's been so incredible. He has helped me to see our business in a different way and really to, like, take a deep dive into our numbers and truly understanding everything. And I feel like it has really helped me to break everything down and see things in a way that's going to help us grow in the future and do things the right way the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really excited about our training with him on Friday. And one of the things besides our customer service that I feel like really sets SmartSkin apart from other businesses is our commitment to continued education. Like we have told you all, we have a clinical training center that we're in right now, that this is the space that we use to do that continued education with our team. And so we just feel like it's so important to invest into them and help them to be the best that they can be. And no matter what service it is or, you know, whatever it is, our training with Dean is not even on equipment per se. It's about helping us to give the best customer service to our clients or to help us to deal with difficult situations or how we can handle things to where it's going to be the most effective, best way possible so that we can continue to grow and to not let that affect our relationships with our clients.
Well, I mean, and it's big. I remember the very first training we had with Dean and him explaining, which, I mean, everyone knows this, mm-hmm. but it gets forgotten, especially in business and yeah. stuff that you do every day, that everybody's different. Each
right.
client's different. Each esthetician's different.
Yeah.
And how they sell or how you motivate or how you do this or mm-hmm. Et cetera, is different.
Right.
And I thought that was, you know, kind of eye-opening for me at the time being a manager. It's like, oh, like, you know.
You can't treat everybody the same.
Yeah, not everything's black and white. There's a lot of shades of gray.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody responds differently. Their communication styles are different.
Right.
And being able to understand that and know that, Like, that's one of the things that has really resonated with me, as well as, like, I'm a parent, I have three children, and I know that all three of my kids are completely different, and I have to treat them differently. Well, our team is just like that. Mm-hmm. And so I can give them all the education in the world and how to perform the best IPL and the best chemical pills, but if we're not working on our team internally and we're not having good communication and we don't have good culture, then that's going to resonate outside, and our clients can sense that. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves internally so that we can be the best that we can be externally for you guys.
Agreed.
So, and then
we got our Mother's Day specials coming up.
We do.
What, we releasing those in 2 weeks?
Yeah, so on the 17th, they'll be released, and they'll be available for 4 weeks. So 4 weeks for Mother's Day specials, I think that's pretty unique that we are able to offer those specials for such a long time.
It's not a day, it's not a weekend.
Yeah, it's four whole weeks, yeah. So we want to make sure that everyone gets the opportunity to take advantage of those. They'll be available online. They'll be available in store. However is the best way. You can call, text, however you need to be able to secure those specials for yourself, and they don't expire, so you can take advantage of them whenever you'd like. We've got some really great specials coming up, including injectable specials and some other things, too, that we know that are y'all's favorite services that you really like to take advantage of whenever we have a promotion on it. So those will be coming up. And then also, we just found out that we are going to have the bus from BTL next Wednesday from 9:30 to 11:30. So the bus tour is always a fun time. They have this big, huge charter bus that comes in and parks in front of the spa, and it'll be there for 2 hours. And so it allows for us to offer complimentary consultations and demos with all of the BTL devices. So definitely call or text and schedule your time slot for that, because we have promotions too.
Well, and we've done a couple of those bus mm-hmm. tours. I mean, they don't take long. They don't take much of your time.
No.
And if you're interested at all in doing MCELA, M-Sculpt, M-Sculpt Neo.
They may have the M-Face too, just as like a little preview if we want to. Yeah. We're thinking about somewhere down the road, bringing that on at some point too.
But yeah, so. If you're at all interested, please give us a call or text and get scheduled for that, because we'd love to have you and get that.
And if you have an appointment during the 9:30 or 11:30 time slot at Smart Skin, we apologize for the inconvenience of the parking. It will be kind of crazy. The back of the spa will be available to park back there for clients. You can park across the street at the Regents Tower where our clinical training is. You can come early and find street side parking.
Behind Regents is the best.
Yeah,
that's been such a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've gotten the training center over here, because I mean, I don't even try to park over there or curbside anymore. I just automatically come back here.
Well, this is your office too.
So. Well, fair, but I mean, you know, I'll walk across the street first, or go to the gas station, or what have you. But I mean, it's very convenient. You know, you're not on a time limit.
Yeah.
And you're not stuck in the conjunction of trying to pull out.
Yeah, it gets kind of congested back there for sure. But again, we'll send out notices on parking, but we apologize. It's for an exciting cause. And definitely make sure that you get your demo while you're here too. Even if you just have a facial that day, we'd be happy to give you that demo. Even if we can't get you on the bus, we can get you in on one of our devices so that you can try it out. If it's something that you've been interested in, you want to see what it feels like, the experience of it, this is the best opportunity to be able to do that, as well as our flash sale promotion we'll be doing that day too.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember the last one we did,
mm-hmm.
there was a lady that called back like the next day and was like, I got little baby abs.
Little baby abs.
She's like, I'm signing up.
I need to do my M-Sculpt right now. It's almost swimsuit season. I need to get ready.
It is. I'm going to the beach next week.
Jealous. I'll be here marking the bus tour.
are y'all going to Kansas City?
Yes. So Mary Margaret and I are going to go to Kansas City next Thursday afternoon, and then Friday we have a consulting seminar with Sam Patel and Adam from Lifted Logic. Those two guys are incredible. You've heard us talk about them many times. They posted it on their website that it was a limited availability, and I felt kind of bad because Mary Margaret and I had just been there. So I reached out to Mercedes, our sweet, sweet girl that we work with from there, and I was like, do you think that it would be okay? I don't want to take away from somebody else. And She was like, no, girl, you should take up any opportunity that you can to learn. You can always learn more. And I was like, done. I signed up. I had plane tickets and a hotel booked within like 30 minutes.
That's good.
So anytime that I can learn from Sam or Adam, I definitely am jumping on board for that.
How long will y'all be gone?
We'll be back Friday night.
Nice, yeah. Quick trip.
It is a quick trip. We've got a lot of training coming up. Mary Margaret and Emily and I are going to Nashville for color science, daytime training coming up the next month or two. That'll be like a 1 to 5 training in Nashville, so it'll be a quick trip. And then I've got another AMP seminar coming up June 3rd and 4th. So Dr. Adams and Peyton and Mary Margaret and myself are going to go to that. That's for our Scarlet. And then we'll be learning about some other things that they have, as well as the Derive hair growth serum. Bethany just popped in for a snack. Hey, Bethany.
Hey.
Yeah, I got new shoes. So, anyways, we've got a lot of really great training opportunities coming up.
And we also got two new estheticians coming on board.
We do. We've got Taylor and Mackenzie. Taylor has started her training right now. She is going to be training this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then once she gets signed off to do all her treatments, you'll be seeing her. She's the cutest thing ever. And little Mackenzie, she's so precious too. And she'll start with us on the 24th and start her training then. So our team is growing for sure. All good things. We're potentially going to be expanding our hours coming up pretty soon as well. We'll probably be announcing an 8:30 to 5 schedule availability on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays coming up pretty soon, because yeah, we've got a lot of new members and we need to definitely be able to accommodate them. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, and you know, we're starting to get to a point where we're, you know, booking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just opening up an extra hour a day.
Yeah, across the board with like 8 estheticians.
8 estheticians, that's going to really help.
That'll add in a lot of extra time slots available that we can schedule those people. I feel like there was something else that I wanted to mention with you here today too, and I can't remember what it was.
Helping run the podcast, helping with the call center. We come from a fine specimen of mother.
Yes. Okay, so that's what it was. So it's so funny too, because a lot of times whenever you, speaking of our new people, you have interviews with people, a lot of times the feedback with a lot of other places that they've worked that are family-oriented businesses, and ours is definitely packed full of family members. Mm-hmm. You've got me and you and my mom, or our
Paige,
mom.
Mary Margaret.
Paige, Mary Margaret. Like, we have a lot of family involved in this company, and so a lot of the feedback from people with other companies that are family-owned businesses is that they don't feel like there's a lot of opportunity for growth if they're not within the family. Or they feel like there is favoritism with family. And like with us, it's just like the complete opposite of that. I feel like we put so much more responsibility and pressure on each other to be the best of the best and to do what needs to be done to make sure that everything is successful. And there's so much room for growth and opportunity for every one of our team members. Like, we never want any of our team to feel like they've hit their ceiling. Like, they should always have room to be able to grow, and mm-hmm. grow when we grow. We want them to grow with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's something that kind of makes us unique too, is that even though we are family owned and operated and we have a lot of family within the business,
Bailey.
And Bailey, yeah. She's here every other Saturday on the holidays, and then next year she starts her co-op, so she'll be here after school every day.
Sweet.
And that girl, I'm telling you, she's like literally me in a cuter, tinier body.
she's gonna jump right on in.
Yeah, she's very wise beyond her years, definitely.
Well, she's got a good teacher.
Thanks. You talking about me or fine specimen of her mother?
Well, you know, it goes down the line, but you know, for her, you had mom, and she's got you and mom, and
yeah, should only get better from there, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll have children that we can throw in the mix.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe not.
Having nieces and nephews is enough. I can see them when I want to.
That's true. Then you can give them back.
Yeah. All right. I'm done.
Okay. See you later. Okay. Well, I think we probably hit most of the hot topics for the day.
The hot topics. All right.
Well, everybody's happy to hear the voice that they hear over the phone. It's kind of funny. You've been called everything under the sun. People don't know if you're my husband or the owner or my brother or who you are.
I'm Scott, Paige.
You're just some guy.
Sam.
The guy on the phone. I talk to some guy. Then I get here and there's no guy here.
I am the guy.
You are the guy, the voice behind the phone and the guy behind the podcast. So, but we love you. We appreciate you. We think that you're incredible and we couldn't do this without you, literally.
Aww. I love you guys too. And thanks for having me on today.
Of course. Well, we will see you next time on next week's episode of SmartCast.